Today we're building an old-school DNB percussion layer from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and this is one of those small things that can seriously level up the whole track. We're not making the main drum pattern here, we're making the layer above it. The grit, the bounce, the little bits of shuffle, metal, wood, and dust that make a drum and bass groove feel alive. The kind of layer that instantly says jungle, rollers, atmospheric DNB, early rave energy. That's the vibe. So open a new MIDI track and name it Perk Layer. Set your tempo somewhere in proper DNB territory, around 174 BPM if you want that classic feel. Then drop in a drum rack and start with a small palette of short sounds. Think shaker, rimshot or click, something metallic, maybe the tiny tom or conga style tick, and one texture-like hit for atmosphere. The first rule here is simple. Keep the sounds short. This layer is not your main break, and it is definitely not trying to steal the spotlight from the kick and snare. Its job is to support the groove and add motion. Now program a 1-bar or 2-bar idea. Start with a shaker on the offbeats. Add a few rim or click hits in the gaps. Leave space around the snare. That breathing room is super important. In old school DNB, the groove feels good because it is not packed to death. It leaves air for the break and lets the snare hit with attitude. A really solid starting point is to put the shaker on the end of each beat, then use a rim or click just before some of the snare responses. Add one extra weak accent somewhere unexpected so the loop has a little bounce. You want it to feel like it is leaning forward without rushing. Now bring in groove pool. This is where the old school feel starts to happen. Try a swing groove like MPC 16 swing around 56 to 58%, or something a little lighter around 54 to 56%. Don't overdo it. In DNB, the break already has motion. The percussion layer should sit inside that motion, not fight it. Next, let's shape the sounds so they feel more like a real record and less like plain samples. On the shaker, add saturator first. A little drive goes a long way here, maybe 2 to 5 dB, with soft clip-on. Then use EQ8 and high pass it somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. If it gets too glassy, dip a little around 6 to 8 kHz. If you need more air, you can add a tiny boost higher up. But be careful, old school is bright enough already when it is working well. On the rim or click, try drum bus. Add a bit of drive, maybe 5 to 12%, and just a touch of crunch if needed. If the hit needs more snap, raise the transients slightly. Keep boom very low or off for this layer. We want punch, not extra low-end baggage. For the metallic hit, corpus can be really cool if you want something that feels slightly tuned and resonant. Pick a small tube or membrane style and blend it in lightly. Tune it by ear so it complements the snare instead of clashing with it. That tiny bit of resonance can make a random hit feel much more intentional. If the whole layer still sounds too clean, sprinkle in redux very lightly on one element, just enough to roughen it up. We are adding flavor, not destroying the sample. That slightly worn edge is part of what makes old school percussion feel authentic. Now let's write the actual groove. This is where the musical choices matter. Don't fill every space. Old school percussion works because it creates conversation. It answers the snare. It leaves gaps. It teases the next bar. If your main snare is on 2 and 4, place a few percussion hits just before those moments. Add some offbeat shaker accents after the snare so the groove keeps moving. Throw in one or two ghost hits inside the bar, very softly, to create that lift. A good structure is to make the first bar more sparse and the second bar a little busier, so the phrase feels like it is developing. Use velocity like a real musical tool, not just an edit detail. Accents can sit up around 90 to 110. Secondary hits might live around 55 to 80. Ghost notes should be softer, maybe 25 to 45. That difference in intensity is what gives the loop shape and personality. And here's a big DNB tip. If you're layering over a break, do not lock every hit directly onto the break's strongest transients. Let the break breathe. Let it keep its own identity. Your percussion should feel like it is dancing with the break, not replacing it. Now take a step back and listen to the timing. Not everything should be perfectly quantized. A little looseness can make the groove breathe. Nudge some hits a few milliseconds late if you want a more laid-back swing. Pull a pickup slightly early if you want urgency. These tiny moves make a huge difference in jungle-inspired percussion. If the clip feels too stiff, try groove pool timing plus velocity together, around 50 to 70% groove amount. That usually keeps things human without getting sloppy. The goal is tension, not mess. At this point, I want you to think in roles. One sound provides pulse. One sound adds a pickup. One gives grit. One creates air. If a sound is not clearly helping the groove, cut it, that mindset keeps the layer focused and stops it from turning into a random loop of extra noise. Now let's move into the atmospheres side of this lesson, because this is where the magic gets bigger. Duplicate the percussion idea by resampling it to audio. Route the drum rack to an audio track and record a few bars of the loop. Then consolidate the best section into a clean audio clip. This gives you a dry truth version, the tight foreground layer. On that audio copy, add auto filter and high pass it around 300 to 600 Hz. You can automate the cutoff if you want some motion. Then add echo very lightly, synced maybe to 1/8 or 1/16, with low feedback. Filter the repeats so they stay bright but not harsh. After that, add reverb with a fairly short to medium decay, maybe around 0.8 to 2.5 seconds, and keep the wet amount low. What you've just created is a blurred memory version of the percussion. This is the atmospheric layer. It sits behind the dry hits and adds haze, depth, and movement. In a DNB intro or a breakdown to drop transition, this kind of layer is gold. It gives the track a sense of space without killing the rhythm. That contrast between a dry front layer and a washed-out background layer is huge. It gives the ear something to focus on and something to feel around it. One is the truth, one is the memory. That's a really useful way to think about atmospheric percussion. Now route everything to a percussion bus so you can shape it as one instrument. On the bus, use EQA to high pass somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. If there's harshness in the upper mids, make a gentle dip around 4 to 6 kHz. If the layer needs a little extra shine, add only a tiny shelf above 10 kHz. Don't overdo the top end. Then add glue compressor. Deep the ratio around 2:1, with a slightly slower attack so the transients stay alive, and a release that feels natural. You only want a few dB of gain reduction, just enough to glue the hits together. If it starts flattening the groove, back off. If you want a little more attitude, add a tiny bit of saturator on the bus. Again, subtle is the word. We are not crushing this into distortion. We are making it feel like it belongs in a dusty, energetic DNB mix. Now comes arrangement, and this is where the layer starts acting like a real production tool instead of just a loop. Automate it. Open the filter in risers or pre-drop bars. Increase reverb or delay feedback for tension. Then pull it back. Push the drum bus drive harder in the final couple of bars before a drop. Mute the layer for a bar before the drop if you want the return to hit harder. Little changes like that make the arrangement feel intentional. A really classic move is to start with just a filtered version of the percussion in the intro, then gradually reveal the full groove. In the first 8 bars, keep it minimal. In the next 8 or 16, let it become more obvious. Then pull it back in the breakdown, and bring it back with a variation in the drop. That kind of evolution keeps the track moving without needing a bunch of new sounds. Also, always check the layer with the bass on. This is where a lot of people get caught. A percussion loop that sounds exciting solo can turn annoying once the bass and sub come in. So listen in context early. If it feels too busy, remove hits instead of just lowering the volume. In DNB, clarity usually beats clutter. A few extra pro moves here. If you want darker energy, layer a very quiet noise stick under the percussion and filter it hard. Or send the metallic or rim hits to a parallel crunch return with compression and saturation, then blend it in quietly. Keep the transient layer narrow and let ambience create width, not the hits themselves. That keeps the punch centered and the atmosphere wide. Another good trick is to alternate between two MIDI versions every 4 bars. Version A can be simple and dry. Version B can be slightly busier or have a different pickup. That gives the listener phrasing without needing totally new sounds. And if you want the percussion to feel even more alive, use call and response. Let a woodier hit answer a metallic hit. Let a shaker phrase reply to a click phrase. That conversational feel is a big part of classic breaks and old-school DNB energy. So here's your quick practice challenge. Set the project to 174 BPM. Build a drum rack with shaker, rim or click, metallic hit, and texture hit. Program a 2-bar loop with swing and ghost notes. Make one version dry, tight, and centered. Then resample a second version and process it with auto filter, echo, and reverb so it becomes more atmospheric. Drop both into an 8-bar arrangement, with the dry version first and the atmospheric version tucked underneath later. Then mute the bass for a moment and ask yourself, does this percussion alone still feel like drum and bass movement? If the answer is yes, you're in the zone. So to wrap it up, the goal is not just to add more percussion. The goal is to build a layer that adds swing, texture, and forward motion without stealing the spotlight from the break or the bass. Keep your hits short. Use swing and micro timing. Shape the tone with saturator, EQ8, drum bus and echo or reverb. Resample for a blurred atmospheric version. Automate it across the arrangement and keep the core groove tight, centered, and DNB authentic. If you can make a percussion layer feel like it belongs in a Riedel jungle or roller arrangement, you've already upgraded the whole track's energy. That's the move.